Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I want to hear from you, what was the fine for? Now, obviously, if you were doing the wrong thing, I don't want to hear those stories. But if you genuinely think, man, I should not have got a fine for that. I was in the right. That's the stories I want to hear. And I know there's not going to be heaps of them, but if you're sitting there driving home going, yeah, I did get a fine for that. That was ridiculous. Give me a call. 9313-0985. Now, granted, I did deserve the fine. I will start by saying that. And I'll also start by saying, I pride myself in being a planner. I have a strict schedule and I stick to it. I've got the same routine every single day, give or take. But I didn't see this one coming, and that's why I'm super disappointed in myself. This morning I woke up and I thought, oh man, haven't paid registration on the car in a while. Must be due. It's been forever. You see where this is going. So I went online, I typed in the registration, the number plate, and it popped up and it said it didn't exist. And so I thought, oh, well, that's odd, because I know they give you a 3-month grace period. So in the end, I had to call the transport agency, gave them a buzz and said, hey, look, I can't renew it online. Has it lapsed the 3 months? And they said to me, Jazeel, it's definitely lapsed the 3 months. It has been unregistered for the last year and 3 months. And I had no idea at all. How bad is that? A year and 3 months, and here I am only now thinking to myself, I haven't paid registration in a while. Must be due. So bad. So with that came a few fines, which is very annoying, but I've learnt my lesson. You've got to change your address, because all the letters that they sent me, they went to the wrong house, they didn't update me, and that was entirely my fault. So I've learnt the lesson, but sadly I've got a lot of fines to pay now. So that's why I want to know. I want to hear from you. What was your fine for? What were you doing? Was it your fault? Was it not your fault? We've got Anthony on the phone. Anthony, how are you going?
Good afternoon, Jazeel. How are you going, buddy?
I'm going really well. Now, what'd you get a fine for?
Well, since you're courageous enough to share your failing, Jazeel, you've inspired me to share mine.
Brilliant. What have you done?
Well, I was driving. I did a driving one, but a little bit different. I was driving to a chaplaincy shift, and I was running just a little bit late. So I took a back road. And they had recently reduced the speed limit from 80 to 60. And I didn't know this. I'm cruising through at 80, and I got flashed. Well, actually, I didn't even see the flash, but the camera got me. I didn't find out till later.
Yeah.
And then on the way home, by the same camera, I got flashed again. But wait, that's twice in one night. And then guess what?
No, Jazeel, not a third time, Anthony.
No, not a third time. It was double demerit. And I lost my license.
Oh,
I was so humiliated. I know it was so hard to take. I'd never been in trouble with, you know, tickets set before. And I had to, most embarrassing thing, Jazeel was like, oh, Anthony, why are you catching the bus? Why are you on the train? And I said, well, so that's my failing. I'm human too, Jazeel.
Yeah, we're all human. Anthony, thank you so much for sharing that. And oh man, the same camera twice. That is hard. That is so hard. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.